Hi, this is Liz Berg at WFMU, and I'm here to welcome you to the podcast, number one. But number two, I wanted to thank everybody who donated to WFMU's 2010 fundraising marathon. It was a great success, especially given the economic climate these days. So if you contributed to the WFMU cause, I want to thank you sincerely. This place couldn't exist if it weren't for the generous listeners who step forward every year to chip in a few bucks so that we can continue to pay our bills and exist and do what it is that we do here. Which, if you didn't guess, it's providing a non-commercial, independent media source, be it on the radio or on podcasts. So think of those kind listeners who donated every time you don't hear a commercial or advertisement in our programming or in our podcasts. With that, thank you. I would like to begin the podcast this week with some crazy weird beats that I found on the Free Music Archive, and we'll finish out with some rock courtesy of SS Records, who recently started contributing material to the Free Music Archive. SS Records was started by Scott Soriano and Sakura Saunders in Davis, Sacramento area in California. And there are some enjoyable new and old songs from the SS label that I'm going to feature on the podcast today, in addition to some new beats that I found. So hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back to let you know a little bit about the music afterwards. Thanks.
Thank you. boom chak, boom boom chak. Boom paf, paf paf boom.
Yeah, I feel it. Here we go, come on. K, it's for the kid that I be. I'm on my state of curiosity. Decreased crime rates is what I plan to see. Got a mic and a mission to be a MC.
Yeah,
hit my backpack, I'm walking through streets. And hit my notebook, I'm running through beats. I'm always up thinking, I get a little sleep.
Yo,
I'm in a driver to rock a USB. It's for the short intermission. The time I'm in before I hit transmission.
What?
The time I take just to sit back and listen.
Okay.
The time to recalculate what's really missing.
What?
I'm in a time where everyone's individual. In a time where to learn we need a visual.
Yeah.
In a time where the world's ruled by stereo. In a time where I like milk in my cereal. T. It's for the train I go through. From growing to watching Piccolo and Goku. Not looking mashed potatoes in my soul food. And making sure I'm home by street like curfew.
Yeah.
Being a good person, a dedicated friend.
Grown
taking
up.
Responsibilities for my actions. Learning about things like magnetic attraction. KIT. I guess I'm a kid in training.
Dans la bouche de Sarko, comme un goût de misto près des mercos. Y'a comme un dimmé des magots dans la bouche de Sarko, comme un goût de misto pro. J'ai mis des magots dans la bouche de Sarko. Sarko, comme un goût de Sarko. Comme un Sarko, goût de misto.
Dans la bouche de Sarko, comme un goût de misto près des mers.
saco comme un goût de mi.
I'm heading for the door, and it's showing me a way.
right. On the podcast this week, we heard from a few artists on the SS record label out of Sacramento, California. The last thing was Duchess of Saigon, kind of a glam rock band that was around in the early aughts. I actually got to see them live when I was living out in the area, and they were just a great band. Totally rockin', and we heard the song Swan Lake from their Easter Queen 7-inch. I think that came out in about 2000. The Nothing People with something relatively new called Twinkie Defense, and that's off of a 7-inch record called Problems. The Cigarettes gave us an old song, Gimme Cigarette, from a 7-inch record of the same title that SS Records reissued. Before Cigarettes, we heard a weird, crazy throwdown, Bacalao versus Diams, and the song was Kramer La Boulette. Something new from the Free Music Archive. Bacalao also did an excellent remix of the of an Anti-Pop Consortium song, and I think they were one of the top-ranking entries for that remix contest that we did on the Free Music Archive. So check out more stuff by Bacalao. I think they just uploaded a ton of new tracks. KIT before that with the song WTF. We heard from Tep with the song called Tick Chick off of a new EP. And the whole podcast began with Thaya's Itch and their song Bubblin' Pop. Kind of a weird instrumental, almost soundtracky thing, but then it gets all fast and erratic. In the background, we're listening to Yacht, and the song is entitled Summer Song. It's an instrumental found on their album of instrumentals on the Free Music Archive. Thanks again to everybody who pledged to the 2010 fundraising marathon that WFMU recently held. Your funds are what keep us on the air and podcasting free from any influence by publicists and corporations and blah, 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 blah. It's just you and us, baby. Wanted to remind you guys that WFMU will be broadcasting live from South by Southwest on Friday, March 19th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, please swing by. Our showcase is a joint showcase with Aquarius Records, and we'll be bringing 14 bands to the venue Encore, formerly known as Spiro's, and it's located at 611 Red River in the downtown area. The lineup includes Pierced Arrows, Liturgy, Sunny in the Sunsets, Dengue Fever, Drunk Driver, Home Blitz, Moon Duo, True Widow, Shit and Shine, Todd, Epileptonomicon, Headdress, Iron Man, and Speed Wolf. You can get more information about set times, etc. on WFMU's blog, blog.wfmu.org. If you're in Austin, Texas, and you happen to have a South by Southwest badge or wristband, then entry to the show is free. But otherwise, normal human beings that are not carrying credentials around can also get in, and we welcome you to come. It will only cost you $7. That's 50 cents a band. Not too bad. Anyway, I'll catch you back here next week on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening.